Hey everyone, it's that time of the week again. It's Get to Know Night, the show where I record 7 intros because I struggled to get the first one right. We've been doing this one with music, due to popular demand. People have asked me to play music underneath them. Don't know how loud it is. I thought I was going to thought about mixing it into the track, but I figured it'd be more organic if it was just in the background. All the sounds you're hearing, or all the tracks you're hearing, are coming off of the, for those who hear it, Spotify playlist. So, if you want to find it, you can find it on Before Night Falls Spotify. Let's get into it. We're doing Curious Cat today. And I do not have my glasses, so let me get this way closer so I can read. Okay. First question comes from Anonymous. Was that one of your exes in the background video on YouTube, like where you grab her hand, knee? If so, how the heck did you record that, if you don't mind me asking? I don't know exactly which video you're talking about, because I have so many. It's very possible. A lot of the videos are from, like, me... Either it's from work, or if they're not from work, they're just like, I shot a lot of home movies in my life, so I pull from that a lot. Yeah. And the ones, if it's driving videos, I'm usually not the one driving. Or if I am the one driving, someone else is shooting the video. So. Do pretty cute females make you nervous? Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, they totally did. I think talking to attractive girls was just always, like, a little stressful for me when I was younger. But I think... It's weird. The less fucks I gave as I got older, the easier it got to do that, I guess. In terms of, like, what I thought other people's opinions of me were. And when I started putting that to the side, it became really easy to talk to, like, anyone. Are you on medication for anxiety or depression? I am not currently, no. I have been in the past for depression, but at this time in my life, I'm not. Have you had surgery before? Tons of surgery. Had surgery on my foot, got my tonsils out, got surgery on my skull, cracked up my skull at one point in time. I've personally stitched my arm before. So I've done a series of both inpatient, outpatient surgeries. Would you date any race? Yeah, totally. I don't think any, like, race is a determining factor in who I date and who I don't date. Do you develop crushes on people easily? Oh, yeah, totally. I think I used to crush on people super easily back in the day. Super easily. Since your job is working from home now, what do you tell your friends and family about what you do? I mean, my friends know I do stuff on YouTube. They don't know exactly what I do, but they know I work on YouTube in some capacity. And my family is under the impression that I'm just editing stuff for YouTube full-time. So, that's what people think. Have you ever stayed up all night and never went to bed before? Oh my god, totally. I once got hospitalized for not sleeping. Yeah, sleep's important. Get sleep. All-nighters are fine once in a while, but I think they ruin your sleep cycle for a long time afterwards as you try to recover from it. You said you used to go to the gym every day, I believe. Or every other day. What made you stop? Oh, I don't know. Accessibility, I guess. I had a really easy access to a really good gym. Like, it was in my house, I guess. It was basically my house. So I could just go to the gym every day. But then I don't live at home anymore, basically. So just access to that gym faded away. So, yeah. all in all, that's what basically stopped me from going to the gym every day. Do you enjoy kissing? Because you're always making kissing noises in your audios. I'm not complaining though. Oh, I love kissing. I think kissing's great. It's a great way of showing affection. Giving and receiving kisses. When you become a father, do you think you'll spoil him or her and use baby talk with your kid? I don't know if I'll use baby talk with my kid. Mostly because I think there's a value in talking to a child with, like, proper language. Because everything you're feeding them, they're learning, whether they're exhibiting it or not. But kids are sponges, you know? What you put into them is what they gain. And when they're really young, they're really impressionable to everything. Any kind of input that you give them will lead to some kind of output. So I think I'll just feed him as much proper words as possible. Because I think every time I'm interacting with my kid, I'm giving them something. Will I spoil them? Yeah and no. I think, I don't know, I might be a kind of a strict parent. Like, I don't know, it's hard. Like, you want to spoil them to a certain degree, but I want them to, like, learn what hard work is and, like learn the lessons they need to learn to be successful in life, which is, like, what do you do when you get knocked down, you know? How do you pick yourself back up? How to, like, learn some strong intrinsic motivating, like, factors. Like, I want them to be deeply intrinsically motivated. I want them to develop a good sense of patience, great empathy, you know? Like, I want to prepare them for life as best as I can. Do you plan on sharing more of your photography on Instagram? You haven't posted in forever. I know. I just posted today because I saw this message. I was like, shit, I haven't posted on Instagram for a while. It's been hard because, I mean, there's actually really no excuse. I should be posting on Instagram more. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's no excuse for me. I should be posting more. I'll try to post more on Instagram. If you thought someone was pretty or had a crush on them, feeling for them or whatever, would you ever tell them? Yeah, I've totally told people I've had crushes on. Yeah, I've told people I've had crushes on. When you date, does the girl have to work or have money or things like that aren't important to you? You seem like the type that you'd be a provider. Or would you not mind taking care of her? Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I'm like, I'm not dating someone for their status or their money or any of that kind of stuff. I'm dating them for them. So, I mean, if I'm in a position where I could totally provide for them, then I'd be super happy to do so. But yeah. Like, not, none of that stuff's super important in deciding on who I date. If your wife or girlfriend was really pregnant, like, in the YouTube video you put out, would you really act that way towards her? Touch her belly and stuff? Yeah, totally. Of course I would. Yeah. Alright. Does eye contact turn you on, like blowjobs? Or maybe with sex a little? Oh yeah, eye contact is really hot. I love eye contact. Like, it exhibits, like, confidence and sexuality. I love a little eye contact. When a girl plays with your hair and calls you baby, what does that do to you? Will it help her get her way more? It certainly will help. Yeah, I love my hair being played with. Yeah, it's super relaxing. So yeah, you could definitely bend me a little bit more. I'm more malleable when my hair is being played with. Not by much. Do you like sweet females? Yeah, of course. Being sweet's great. Let's see. see. Oh, thank you for the happy birthday. Yeah, I am a Taurus. At the point of this is being released, my birthday has already happened during the month of April, so. Yeah. For everyone who's been asking me about what my birthday is, it's already happened, but thank you to everyone who said happy birthday to me. I really appreciate it. Oh, my last relationship started, or the question was, how do you propose a DDL relationship for your last partner? Wait, should I have been reading the questions? Now I'm looking back. I don't know if I have been, but it started as a DDLG relationship, kind of. It started as like hooking up, and then it became a relationship, kind of. And that leads into the next question. What was your last relationship like, and why did you break up? That was a really complicated relationship. In a lot of ways, don't know. I loved her a great deal. I loved her a lot. And I did want to marry her. But there was a lot of stuff in that relationship that was really unhealthy. She was, in a lot of ways, really emotionally abusive. And it was complicated. It was a really complicated relationship. We broke up because, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure why we broke up, really. Her visa was running out, and she didn't want to leave. And I knew she had to leave because she violated her visa. We wouldn't be able to, she would not be able to get a permanent one in the States, and like we can get married. So I told her she had to go back and renew it, and she blamed me for sending her home. And we broke up. Yeah, it was a hard breakup. Did you take down some of your past videos? I did, and I moved them to Patreon. They're not removed, they're just unlisted because YouTube wasn't super thrilled with them. When was the last time you hung out with your friends? I hang out with my friends basically every week, once a week. Once a week we all play D&D. It's like the one way we can all hang out because we're all spread out really far. We're spread across the country now, just because of the way we all of our jobs are kind of, there are jobs that make you go places and spread us out. So we were together. We try to meet up once a year at least, but we're together very rarely. So we just meet up once a week for D&D, and we catch up as much as we can. But yeah, it's like the downside of being highly mobile is that we don't get to spend a lot of face-to-face time together anymore. When did your obsession with Disney begin? I guess when I was a child. And do your friends care about it as much as you do? Yeah, totally. All my friends used to, we used to go basically every week, more than once a week usually, a long time ago. And my obsession began when I was a kid, when I was really little. I watched all the movies. I remember going to the parks, and it really like affected me as a child.
It was just such a, like a magical, fun place to go and like kind of escape. It just felt different, you know. And as I got older, I would go at least once a year when I was younger. And then as I got older, it became like this like really nice place for me to like run away and escape too. So let's see. What is the youngest person you'll date? Probably, yeah, someone who's 18, I guess, would be the youngest person I would date. Yeah. I'll try to do one last one. Oh, snog, marry, avoid. I would snog Lana Del Rey, marry Ariana Grande, and avoid Miley Cyrus. There you go. That's a pretty good last one to end this on a light note. Hope you enjoyed it. These are going to be coming out every week. I'm trying to do it on Mondays, but you know me and schedules and time, we're all terrible with them. So, once a week at least. If you're on Reddit, you're going to get them twice a month. If you're on Patreon, you get one every week for the whole month. So, patrons, keep asking questions on the AMA forum. I'll always try to finish that first. Redditors, hop over to Curious Cat, and I will get to yours as soon as I can. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.